This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge, and I'm judging a Murphy's Red Beer, Category 90 Irish Red Ale. Now, I guess I should point out my bias ahead of time. This is a beer that I wasn't happy about putting in the style guidelines as an example. It was outvoted. My main problem is it's not Irish, it's not red, and it's not an ale. Yeah, it's got the name Murphy's, and it says it's from 1856, but if you look at the back label, it says, Product of the Netherlands, and it's brewed by Heineken. Last time I looked at it, it wasn't red, it was amber. And if it's made by Heineken, I'm pretty sure that it's a lager, not an ale. Heineken doesn't make ales, so let's see how it's doing. I think I last had this beer when we were doing the 2004 guidelines. So we'll see what's up with it now. It is a deep amber color. It's very clear. It's got a tall off-white head. The color can go to amber. I think we stretched it a little so that this beer would fit. Typically, they're more coppery. So it fits the guidelines, so it gets a 3 for appearance. The aroma, not surprisingly, it smells like a Heineken. It's got like a light sulfury nose that you get in lagers. The malt's fairly neutral. There's a sweet greeny character. You get light spicy hops. No esters. It really lacks the caramely, toasty malt character. The amount of malt is about right. The fact that I get a little bit of hops and the malt to hops is right. The fact that it doesn't have esters is right. The quality of the malt is off, and the fact that I'm getting sort of lager-like fermentation character, is a knock. So I'm going to give it a 9 for aroma. It is otherwise clean. You'd sort of expect in a lager. Okay, the flavor. It's got a mild, very small, toasty component. Mild malt sweetness. It has a dry finish with a medium to medium-low bitterness. You get medium-low spicy hop flavor. It's a clean, lager-like palate. Very clean fermentation. That's pretty much it. It doesn't have the caramely flavors. It doesn't have ale flavors. It just feels like a moderately bitter, clean, amber beer. So I'll give it a 14 on flavor. It's not that it's flawed, it's that it doesn't have the pieces that I'm expecting in the style. I mean, the balance isn't bad. I mean, the intensity of the malt and the amount of hops, that's about right. But it just doesn't taste like a Irish red ale. Mouthfeel. Got a medium body, medium to medium-high carbonation. It is very smooth. Nothing to complain about there, so I've got to give it a 5 for mouthfeel. So overall, it's sort of like I remember. It tastes like a lager. It's very smooth. It's clean. The malt does have a little bit of toasty to it, but it doesn't have anything that's caramely. The malt hop balance is about right for the style. It has subtle flavors. It's very clean and drinkable. Technically, it's well brewed. So, I mean, you can't sort of ding it for brewing faults. The balance is right. The size is right. All the superficial things about it are right. you know, there's just these subtle, you know, the flavor differences. It's like using the wrong kind of malts or using the wrong kind of yeast. So it's, you know, it's got this sort of facade that, you know, makes you think it's like an Irish red beer, but it just doesn't really taste like the other ones. So it's going to get a decent score because if you look at the sum of the parts, I mean, the sum of the parts are about there, but you have to do the sort of top-down thing and say, you know, but does it have the right flavors? And that's where it's sort of falling down. So, like I started out with, it's not Irish, it's not red, and it's not an ale, but it's not a bad beer. Honestly, you plunked it in front of me and asked me, what do I think this is? My first guess would have been a North German alt beer. You know, it's a sort of deep amber, moderately bitter lager. And that's exactly what a North German alt beer is. So I have issues with this being in the style. I have issues with Irish red ale sort of stretched to be a lager. But this is an example in the guidelines, and you can sort of get an approximation of the style by tasting it. But I would encourage you to seek out the true ale-like examples to get the full impact of the style. So overall, I'll give it a 7. And that gives a 38. So, you know, it does hit a lot of the elements of the style, and the minor tweaks that I would recommend are just using the proper malts and the proper yeast. Maybe hop variety, too. I mean, it tastes like, you know, amber Heineken is really sort of what it tastes like. So, anyway, you know, if you're not in your style Nazi mode, if you just want a easy beer to drink, I mean, this one would be not bad. I'm sure it would taste good with food. You know, moderately bitter amber lagers always taste good with food. So, you know, keep that in mind. But as far as learning the style, you know, just be aware of those differences. So total score 38 for the Murphy's Red Beer Category 9D Irish Red Ale.